The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us
home. Last night I lay sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, methought the voice of angels. And then methought my dream was changed, the streets no longer rang. Hushed were the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The night grows dark with mystery. Town.
Wow. Please, I have two questions for you. The first question is, why are you not in this church? I'm serious. You are coming to the church. I have no further question. Give the Lord a hand. Wow. Fresh breeze. You are in trouble. Let's receive the fresh breeze.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
A prayer.
And I saw the tenderness there.
Help me start all over again.
Thank you, Jesus.
praise.
Father, we lift our hands to you this morning. Help us to start all over again. Help somebody here today to start life all over again. Somebody who came to this service wondering, have I failed? Are things never going to work out for me? Somebody that people have given up on. Thank you that your arms are open to welcome us, embrace us, and give us another chance. I pray for everybody here today. Rule and reign in our hearts. Minister life to us. Give us another chance to live a fulfilled and a fruitful life. I rebuke the spirit of discouragement. I rebuke the spirit of failure. I rebuke the spirit that tells you it will never work. I silence the voice of the devil. I silence the voice of the devil. In the name of Jesus, release us into a new season of love, of grace, and of mercy. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Before you sit, hug three people and tell them, welcome to a very special place. Welcome to a very special place. Welcome. Welcome to a very special place. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hug them like you really love them. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Moses. Nice to see you. What a blessing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. All right. Sit on top of your enemies. Amen. Beautiful time. Dear Savior, thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful ministration. You almost intimidated my people, but they managed to break through. What a blessing. Anyway, Reverend Lewis has asked you the question, that the multi-million dollar question, and you have answered. So, rest our case. What do you think? And she said it in public. Sita, thank you for coming to play for us beautifully. Blessing, 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 blessing. Amen. All right. So, we are having a short service this morning. Amen. And then we're just going to pray together. And we will carry on by the grace of God. Amen. So, when you are in church, make sure you concentrate on what is going on from the stage, because the stage is the place where the action is, and the service is not for a few people in front, it's for everybody in the church. What I realize is that praise and worship is like so many, only a handful are involved. The rest of you don't seem to be part of the service, which is really, really, really bad. Amen. Rosemont, thank you for the garden eggs. Just by the way, she understands. Anyway, so I'm saying that for all of you in church, no matter where you are seated in church, as long as you are under the covering of this place, anointing can touch you where you are. Make up your mind that I will participate. Hallelujah. I will be involved in what is going on. And especially for those of you who came a little late and therefore you sit behind. Now, I'll say that again. Some of you come early, but you choose to sit far. It is inappropriate. If you come early, don't make yourself a backbencher. Come closer. And then those who come late, sit at the back. But even if you are at the back, you are still part of the service. Amen? So don't be distracted. Don't fall asleep. Don't go on WhatsApp. Don't go on social media. Don't go and see what is happening, the scores of any football match. It's not necessary. Let's concentrate on
what God is doing here. Amen. What do you think about that? Very, very important. Very, very important. And I believe you'll be blessed. All of you are there. North End, give me a wave. The North End. All right. I'm employing 2 policemen for every section. They'll be going around to see those of you who are disturbing others who are sitting by you. Let you be one of the police. They will beat you, small boy like you. All right. Anyway, let's pray again. Father, thank you so much for this morning. We ask you to speak to us in this short time and let power be ministered to every life here. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So, last week, we were talking about the God who can be enjoyed. Amen. We read in the book of Timothy that he gives us everything richly so that we can enjoy it. Amen. God gives, Bible said, the man who has been blessed with wealth or whatever and also has been blessed to enjoy it is a blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can have something and not enjoy it. Yeah. You can build a house and never move into your own house. I knew a man who was building a house. Built the day that he was moving the house, the day before, that's when he died. The day before he moved into his own house. Yeah. I know another guy, he's an architect. He was building for his uncle. They went, painted the place, did everything, actually finished the place. And the uncle died a week before he moved into the big house. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. You would enjoy what God gives you. Are you here or going home? Yeah. You enjoy every blessing. God gives us all. Put that scripture up. All things freely. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Amen. So if you can't smile, you can't laugh, you have a problem. Some of you look too serious in church. Your teeth is not for chewing, it's also for smiling. When you smile, we will not see only holes until you grow to about 99. I hear of going home. Yeah. Anyway, so that is it. And then the Bible says in Nehemiah, the scripture says that Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10, it said, then he said to them, that is Ezra, go your way, eat the fats, drink the sweets. Auntie B, do you have the Tree Bible here? Auntie B read the Tree Bible this morning. I really liked it from this verse. She was preaching at the insurance service, the first service, and she was reading it. Very beautiful. Where's the microphone? Microphone for Auntie B. All right, pardon? He said, go your way, eat the fats, and drink the sweets, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Amen. Neither be you sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Auntie B, Pastor, come in. Listen, everybody, those of you can understand. Who can't understand?
No, catch that one, say. Monko enko this side in them.
Can you hear me? Pastor, come here, Bill.
No, catch that one, say. Monko enko this side in them.
Monko this side in them, side in them. Hey! Monum doko doko. Hey! I see you enjoying Shadinam. I see you drinking doko doko. I think that's what I want. And you watch said, can be a man. Why? You are, the message is for you, please. Who said that don't eat pork? Who said don't eat trophy? Shadinam, it's right written right there. You are eating dry herrings. Ebanya, why you dry? You say you want to live long. Bible says, eat shadinam. Powerful. Okay, but you're coming. Namu fe bi nkoma wona won sie sie bi mo. Namu fe
bi kama mo won sie sie bi mo ha. Na enade ye konkonma Awurade. Na mo
clap your hands for Lady Pastor Auntie B. I think the message is good. Can I have an amen? Right. Doko. And sadden them. Go for it. And Bible says Fanta. Some of you, I don't know why some of you, like Akukoye, used to drink Guinness. I hear it's very bitter. Bible says Doko, you are drinking Guinness. What a shock. Yeah, we've got you, Akukoye. No, you're not born again then. You're born again, but not properly. Remember the day we came to your house? You had a party. Should I say it? I will say it. If you get somebody, so you will say it. I will say it. Okay, I forgive you. He was born again. Oh, we went to his house. What?
New born again.
What a shock. Anyway, so what I'm saying here this morning. Can all of you hear me? Can all of you hear me? All of you, are you hearing me? This morning, all we are going to do is to pray. Because that's what God told me to do. Amen. For the oil to touch your head. Can I have an amen? For that to come an impartation on your life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 61. The Bible says, Isaiah 61, let's look at it quickly. Verse 1, please. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. May every brokenhearted be bound up in Jesus' name. To proclaim the liberty. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Today, if you find yourself in prison, may the anointing open the prison door for you to walk out. The prison of fear, the prison of failure, the prison of poverty, the prison of sickness. May that prison door be opened for you in Jesus' name. The devil cannot keep you in prison. They cannot keep you bound. Today, say, I'm coming out. Shout and say, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. The prison of nobody in your family ever getting married. I break that prison door in the name of Jesus. The prison of nobody prospering in your family. Nobody building a house or driving a car. I break that prison door. I release you to your season of blessing. I release you this morning. Somebody shout amen. The prison of every week going to the hospital. Every week there's something wrong with you. Today, may that prison door be broken now in Jesus' name. Shout amen, somebody. You will not stay in prison. Tell three people, you will not stay in prison. That is not your home. The prison of failure. The prison of sickness, the prison of disease, the prison of disappointment. You are coming out of that prison in Jesus' name. Shout, I'm coming out. Hallelujah. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. The next verse. To proclaim the acceptable year. Today, I proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all that mourn. Verse 3. Look at verse 3. the verse you are looking for. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. That means Zion is the house of God. Wow, beautiful. Zion is the place where God dwells. It's possible to be in the house of God and be mourning. It's possible to come to a place like the Kadesh. People are shouting and jumping, and you are so depressed and downcast. Today, I turn every morning into joy and laughter. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Are you here? To appoint unto them that morning, Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. I see an exchange. I see an exchange. I see an exchange. I see an exchange. God is taking away your ashes. God is taking. When something is turned into ashes, it's almost irretrievable. When you burn a piece of paper, it turns into ashes. It cannot retrieve the paper back. You cannot reverse the process. Are you there? If you, human beings are bent, as it were, you turn into ashes and all that. They go and sprinkle the whatever onto the sea, on the waters or whatever. I mean, when something is big, becomes ashes, it is almost irreversible. Some of you here, you find yourself in an irreversible condition. The situation you find yourself, you don't know how it will turn around. But today I have good news for you. I say I have good news for somebody here today. Push your neighbor and say, the man has good news for you. And some of you are saying that it's too late. It's too bad. It's too far. It's too long. It's not going to work again. But God has a word for somebody here today. Shout amen. Shout amen. God is saying that out of the ashes, beauty is coming. I see the beauty of God coming upon your life. I said beauty is coming into your life. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. What will come out of ashes? What can come out of ashes? That thing is bent. That thing is turned to ashes. That is an irreversible condition. But out of the ashes, as you see, you know, ashes were used as a sign of mourning in those days. When you are sad, when you are mourning, you put ashes on your face. Even when you are fasting, they put ashes on them to show that I'm in a very depressed condition. But I see God picking you up, taking you to his own beauty parlor. God is taking you to, what do you do makeup? What's the name of the place where you do makeup? Pedicure and what? Facial something. Spa. God will take you to his own spa. I see angels working on you. Angels are massaging your neck for you. Angels are working on your face. I see angels with pencil doing your hair for you. Doing this one. Angel with a lipstick, putting lipstick on your face. I see God making you beautiful again. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. When you go to these places, one of the first things they do is when your face, they wash your face. They wash all the dirt away. Today, as I preach, I see angels washing away all the dirt and all the wrinkles of your face. Say, I receive it. God has his own beauty parlor. The ashes that has covered you, the ashes of pain and shame, God is reworking a work on your life. What a word. Are you still in church? Are you still in church? He will give you beauty for ashes. Yeah. Beauty. 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 What happens is, look, we are going to get there. But what happens is that when you are, the ashes on you, ashes on your body, ashes on your face, ashes in your hair, it is a very, something unfortunate has happened to you. I don't know how the beginning of the year up until now, what you have suffered. I don't know what unfortunate experiences you have had. But God said, I should tell somebody here, beauty is taking the place of ashes. Say, I receive it. Beauty. 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 Beauty.
Hallelujah. Some of you said a long time you shouted. When people are shouting and clapping, you wonder, they don't have any problem. But God is going to bring your shout back. Yay! Hallelujah! Beautiful ashes, let's carry on. And he said, what? The oil of joy for mourning. Amen. The oil of joy for mourning. Where's your oil? Somebody give me your oil. Your oil of joy for mourning. You see, in the Bible, that's how it was. When you are mourning, when you are sad, you don't put any cream on your face. Yeah. When you mean now, Papa, do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, come, chief, just come and stand here. Why? Are you still here? You're supposed to look sad. You're supposed to bow your head. You're supposed to walk like nothing is working in your life. So there's ashes on you, but God says that he's going to take away the ashes and put beauty on you. And then he said, he's going to give you the oil of joy. The oil of joy. So what happens is that when you are taken to God's parlor, can I have another handkerchief? This one is too nice for this boy's face. Yeah, this is also too nice. I need an old one. And then they do this. Do you see? I think it would be nice with a lady. The handkerchief become brown just now, I tell you. Do all that. And then they'll take oil. And then. I see God tempering your life with oil. I see God dressing you up with oil. May the oil of God fall upon your life. May the oil of God change your life. May the oil of God transform your life. May the oil of God make your face shine. Your face will shine. Your marriage will shine. Your business will shine. Your life will shine. Say, I receive it. Are you here today? I said, are you here today? So now the gentleman who came to church, bow down, dry face, and just avoid their face, and now they are putting oil on him. They are putting oil on him. Spiritually, that is happening to somebody here. It's happening to somebody here. Beauty is coming upon you. The oil of joy. The oil of joy. I said the oil of joy is coming upon your life. You will not mourn again. You will not be sad again. Today, any head that the oil will touch, any oil that you take from today, may it replace anything that is determined to bring sadness into your life. Any arrangement of the devil to bring sadness, to make you mourn, to make you feel like a failure, to make you feel like a disaster. I see God making his glory overshadow every morning. Say, I receive it. Are you there? Put that scripture up again. We are ending now. Beautiful ashes. The oil of joy. The oil of joy. You laugh better than you've ever laughed. You laugh louder than you've ever laughed. You will jump higher than you've ever jumped. You will shout louder than you've ever shouted. Somebody shout, yeah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
the oil of joy. Today, the oil we have here is the oil of joy. Anything and any condition that has made you to mourn, I see God reversing that condition. You lost your job. You lost an opportunity. Something like this that happened in your life. Today, God is putting the oil of joy upon you. And he says, and then, you see, God has a way of dressing as apple. You think only you have boutiques. The Bible says, and then after that, after God has taken you to his place and then made the angels work in your face, and said, I'm going to change your clothes. These clothes, they don't qualify somebody who is blessed. He said, I'm going to give you the garment of praise. Praise is a garment. I said, praise is a garment. Are you still here? You can wear cloth. Somebody, lady, give me a katasu. Give me a katasu. Sit down, sit down. Somebody, lady, give me a katasu. No, this is too nice for a katasu. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I want another one. Another katasu. Oh, sit down, sit down, sit down. Concentrate. Stay there. Or something else. Something else. So this gentleman is sitting here. There's a garment on him. No, 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 no. Wait. Wait, 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 wait. Wait. Yeah. Another one. Another one. Another one. Another cloth. Not only these ones. Another one. These ones, they are designer ones. Another type. Another cloth. The woman with Akataswa. I had a dream. No, not this one. It's too nice. Another one. Hey, ladies, you stop wearing cloth. Uh-huh. Okay, the coat is fine. Let's wait with the coat. Now, listen. Where's any Akataswa here? Now, you see, so this gentleman, this is what, okay, give me another cloth. I had a dream. I saw another one. And then, how many? One, two, three, four. Two more. This is the one I want. This one, like this. Very good. Very good. So, all these things are on him. I had a dream once. I saw somebody sitting like this. Wait, the cloths were not as, they were heavy cloth. About six of them. Covering him at one place. Are you there? That what he's wearing was even a load on him. That is called the spirit of heaviness. Placed on him. He could hear dancing. He could hear music. But there was heaviness on him. So he could not participate in the dancing. There was the heaviness, the spirit of heaviness was on him. But he could not, there was music, there was dancing, but he was so overloaded with the things over him that he could not see, he could not participate. But as the praises were going on, God sent an angel. So the angel went and began to remove them one by one. This one fell away. And then this one fell away. Are you there? And then listen, as the cloths were going off, then you could hear him singing some song underneath. You could hear. Try and sing something. I know you don't have any voice. And then this one fell away. Something is happening to somebody here. Something is happening to somebody here. Something is happening to somebody here. Heaviness is living your life. Depression is living your life. Disgrace is living your life. Say, I receive it. Are you still there? It was not yet over. Yet over. And then this one also went out. Are you there? In the meantime, the music was going on. In the meantime, the dancing, we were dancing. And then this one also went off. Are you there? And the last one
Now, you know, let me tell you something. In the dream I had, let me tell you something. In the dream I had, when it came to the last one, the person under held the cloth that I don't want you to go. In other words, some people prefer to stay mourning. But God said, no. I will not. I love you too much to allow you to sit where you are. Today, may God release you from every spirit of heaviness. Are you here? I said, are you here? I said, are you here? And then the angel began to wrestle. Hold it. Wrestle. And then finally, they were able to take it from him and throw it away. When he began to jump, come on, began to jump. I see you release. You will dance. You will shout. You will praise God. You will jump. Somebody shout, yeah! Yay! 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 Are you still here? Listen to me, church. I came to announce to you, by the anointing, every heaviness is leaving your life. Anything that depresses you is leaving your life. I'm preaching now. I said, I'm preaching now. Your story is being rewritten. Am I talking to anybody here? Now, do you have a jacket? Somebody was holding a jacket here. Yeah. So now, this gentleman, when they removed the clothes, they gave him another jacket to wear. Wear this one. Listen to me, friends. Listen. God is holding somebody's hand. He's taking you to his own boutique. I said, today, God is taking you to his own boutique. He's dressing you up. Say, I receive it. And this garment is called the garment of praise. It's called the garment of praise. Today, you are living here with a garment of praise. You will be dancing in your room. You'll be singing in your room. You'll be shouting in your kitchen. The garment of praise is being placed on your life. Say, I receive it now. Tony, your story is changing. Your story is changing. Somebody say, my story is changing. Give the oil. Are you here? Father, bless your son. Bless your son. Change his story. Jesus. Thank you for victory. Now, everybody lift up your oil. If you have oil, lift it up. If you don't have oil, don't worry. But if you have a bowl of oil, stand up and lift your oil up. I'm going to pray over this oil. Lift the oil up if you have oil. Lift up high. We don't sell oil here. You think that we are trying to make money. That's why I said, you bring your own oil. Today, any head that this oil will touch, may beauty come upon you. Any head this oil, the oil will touch, may God give you the oil of joy. Anything that has been arranged, to make you sad and sorrowful, I cancel it in Jesus' name. I cancel it in Jesus' name. Any meeting going on, planned against your life, any discussion that has your name, that is intended to bring sorrow to your life, today, by the anointing oil, I cancel that meeting in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Any assignment, any arrangement that has your name written, and the name is written on your life too, intended to push you down. I declare to you, by the anointing, you cannot be pushed down again. You cannot be pushed down again. I bless everyone today. I bless everyone today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, let your oil bring freshness, bring lightness, bring glory into every life here. Into every life here. Into every life here. Everybody standing here today, I declare your future is bright. The oil will make your way bright. The oil will make your face shine. You will shine brighter than your enemies. Father, I pray over this oil. I pray by the touch. Do what only you, God, can do. This oil is only a symbol of what God is doing in the realm of the spirit. This oil is only a symbol of what God is doing in your life. Today, by the touch of the oil, do a new work in our lives. In Jesus' name. Pour some oil in your hands. If your neighbor doesn't have, take a bit from your neighbor. And then put the oil down. Place your two hands on your head. And we are going to pray. Pour the oil in your hand. Put the oil down. And place your two hands in your head. On your head. Everybody here, your two hands. Everybody ought to do it. Because right now, listen to me, church. Right now, as we are praying, evil spirits are leaving. Now, if you are not serious, an evil spirit can leave somebody and enter into you. If you stand and stare, if you stand and you are not involved, if you stand and you don't participate, somebody's spiritual depression can enter into you. Place your two hands on your head and say, Lord, this morning,
as I pray,
this morning,
as I place my hand on my head,
by the anointing oil, let your glory come on my life, this morning,
as I stand in church,
I place the oil on my head. May your anointing rest upon my life. May your anointing seep through my body. May your anointing seep through my body. This morning.
This morning,
in the name of Jesus, every hold of the enemy,
every satanic control,
by the anointing,
it is broken.
Every limitation,
place on my life.
Today,
by the anointing,
I am released in the name of Jesus. Now lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody pray.
Rabakundi ki India, Ikandoro, In the name of Jesus, Zatuga, Repatuka, Ima Canada, Akatarianda, Rima Cuba, Akarada, Lesitab, Rima Condivi, Saturi Bikinini, Endelebele Situria, Rakarada, Ienda, Rema Cova, Adaradaraha, Vitale, Remamaha, Ianda Leleha, Reca Sata, Reca Tara, Ikatoria, Aturiki, Yes, Lord.
Listen. As I end the service, this morning, listen. Some of you, your back had been pushed to the wall. But as you pray, as you shout, as you jump, God is turning the fight around. We are going to shout hallelujah 7 times. After the 7th shout, we shall jump, we shall clap, jump higher than you've ever jumped, clap loud and shout than you've ever done. Are you ready for that? I didn't hear you. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Nobody here should think that I'm such a lady, I don't shout. Don't say I'm such a gentleman, I don't shout. If you keep quiet, some of you devil will enter into you.
Hey.
Number one, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Number two, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Number three, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Number four, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, give me space.
Give me space.
I'm about to go crazy.
Yes.
I'm about to go crazy.
Yes.
Number five, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you here? Number six, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now we are there.
Hey.
We are almost there.
Hey.
We are almost there.
Hey.
Do you have space around you? You. Listen, after the 7th, you are going to behave like a madman, madwoman. Number 7, come on!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God is touching people here. Yes. All over the place. Yes. God is healing people. God is changing lives now.
Yes.
Receive your miracle now.
Yes, Lord.
Receive your healing now.
Yes.
Receive your breakthrough now.
Receive
your answer now.
Receive
the solution now. In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Oh, somebody be touched by the power of God. The power of God is touching somebody. Over there, all over the church, all over. All over, all over, all over. The Spirit of God is moving. The power is touching life. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That today, listen, today marks the end of a certain era in your life. I prophesy to you now.
Hey.
A very bad era has ended.
Yes, Lord.
A very difficult era has ended.
Amen.
Today, what's today, the 26th?
Yeah.
Today, not today down. The last Sunday of the month of May.
Yes.
It marks the end.
Yes.
It marks the end.
Yes.
Of a certain era.
Yes.
A new era has been released into your life.
Amen.
Receive it now. Receive it now.
I receive it.
Father, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Koraba Shakaba. The power of God is here.
Yes.
And the power of God is here.
Yes.
I can feel it.
Yes.
Angels are walking here.
Yeah.
With passes in their hands.
Oh, yes.
They are placing gifts in somebody's hand.
Yes.
Somebody receiving a special gift.
I believe.
Somebody receiving an answer.
I receive.
Yes. Somebody receiving a special blessing.
I receive it.
Receive it now.
I receive.
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 Ah, Mako Shakabahata, Zabrondi Frakata Kamete. Shibandu Rabali Fatata Masuki Bahale Bahita Rakanda Kalindo Siki Masuki Bahali Matata. Receive it now.
Receive
it now.
Receive
it. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is working. Somebody is being released from demonic control. Demonic control. Satan.
Hey.
Your control is broken.
Yes, Lord.
Your control is broken.
Yes. Jesus.
Your
name.
Control is broken.
Yes. Jesus' name.
Jesus. 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 Thank you. Thank you for your power. Lift your two hands up high. Lift your two hands up high.
Yes.
The Spirit of God is here. God is touching from the back to the front, from the side. Every one of you.
Yes.
God is moving in your life. Receiving now.
Yes.
Receiving now. Receive it now.
Yes.
Receive the touch.
Yes.
Receive the power.
Yes. Receive it.
Receive it now.
Yes.
Receive it.
Yes.
Now. Thank you for
the
thank you for your blessing.
Yes.
Thank you for your blessing.
Yes.
Thank you for a new day.
Yes.
A new day.
Yes.
A new day.
Yes.
A new day.
Yes, Lord.
In your life.
Yes.
Your story is changing.
Yes. Lord.
Your story is changing.
Yes. Lord.
Your story is changing.
Yes. Lord.
Receive the touch.
Yes.
Thank you for your power.
Yes.
Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory.
Yes.
Father, we lift our hands to you. Yes, Jesus. Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody at the back there.
Yes.
God is healing you right there.
Oh, yes.
God is touching you. Lift your hands up there. Your story is changing now. Your story is changing now.
Yes.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you for your power.
There is power.
Thank you for your power. God is setting you free now. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes.
To break every chain.
Jesus.
Break every chain.
To break every
break
chain.
Every chain.
Oh, yes.
Break
come
every
on,
chain.
Sing it.
Break
yes.
every chain.
Jesus.
Break every
Jesus.
Chain. Break
Jesus.
Every chain. There is power. There
break
is power.
Power.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power.
Thank you, Lord.
In the
thank
name
you, Lord.
Of Jesus.
Father, thank you. Thank
there
you for victory. Thank you for victory. On every side. On every side.
Jesus.
We give you glory.
Every
oh, yes.
Break
to break every chain.
Chain. Break every chain.
Chain.
Break every
now, listen. All apostles, come to me. Apostles, come. Come. Apostles, lift your hands up. Come on, let's go.
Oh, break every chain.
lift your hands up. Lift your two hands up. Oh, yes.
Break every chain.
Oh, lift your hands up.
There is power.
Control. You have dreams. You see animals. You see human beings fighting all the time. Lift your hands up. This morning, the very special morning, lift your hands up in front here. Father, I speak a release. I speak a release. Roka Bahatoshi. Zibando Karandi Bahata. Yes. I stop the control. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, be free from now. Be free from now. Jesus, the Spirit of God is here. The power of God is here. Yes. Come
on. From
power. I break your power. I break your power. Now. 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 Lift your two hands in front here. Father, everybody in front here, the struggles in the night have turned to victory in the day. Your night struggles have turned to victory in the day. Every demonic assignment against your life, every agent of Satan, every witchcraft, every satanic move and agenda, I curse it.
Yes,
I curse it.
Jesus,
I curse it.
In Jesus' name.
Karodobo Shikibaha. You are released. You are released. Now. Now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power.
One more time.
Everybody lift your hands to the Lord.
Yeah.
Twins. I see a lady carrying twins. The devil said you can never have a child. But I see you holding twins in your hands. I see you holding twins in your hands. Father, let it come to pass. Let it come to pass. Let it come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. For everybody here is walking out of here with a new garment. A garment of praise. A garment of victory. A garment of triumph. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In Jesus' name, everybody shouted amen. Amen. Clap your hands, go back to your chair. My sister. Yes. Clap your hands for them. Put your hands up. Father, I bless this life. I bless this life. Receive it now. God is breathing upon you. God is breathing upon you. God is breathing upon you. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Thank you, Father, for your power and for your glory. My God. My God. Just sit down. Now listen. Listen. I want everybody here take a seed and come and place it on this altar. Now listen, this is not your offering. This is a special seed. You say, I'm planting this seed in honor of a new day in my life. Take a seed and come and put it on the stage, on the altar. Take a seed. Come and put it. This is not an offering. It's a seed. You're planting it by faith. Come and place it on the altar. Quickly. Yes, quickly. Place the seed on the altar. I said, this is not a regular offering. This is a special seed. You're planting it. You say, I'm welcoming my new day. I'm welcoming my new day. I'm welcoming my new day. My God. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your power. Jesus. Jesus. Come on.
Yesu Christo ye nkunin di franca.
Do it now.
Kukuta.
Crawl, 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 crawl.
Jesus.
Come on, sing it one more time. Thank you for today. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for this seed of faith they have planted. Let it become indeed a tree in their homes and in their families. In Jesus' name. Everybody stand to your feet. Let's close now. Stand to your feet quickly. Let's stand. Ashes, just take this. Now close your eyes, everybody. We are close. We are going to be praying the final prayer and we close. This moment, I want everybody to close your eyes now. Close your eyes wherever you are. If you are here this morning and somebody invited you to church, or you have been coming, but you want to say, Bishop, today, this 26th day of May 2019, I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. I want to be born again. If you're here right now, you want to say, Bishop, pray for me. I need God in my life. Lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. You want to be born again? Lift up. I see your hands. Beautiful. Let it go higher than your head. Don't look at anybody. Lift that hand up high because it's important that I pray for you before the last prayer, before we close. You're here today. You want to say, Bishop, this Sunday morning, I need Jesus in my life. Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for all these hands. Save them. Make them brand new people. If your hand is lifted, I want you to walk from where you are and come to me. Come to me right here.
Happy day. Happy day.
Come.
When Jesus washed my sins away, he taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing.
With me and let us say this prayer. I want you to make this your personal prayer. Every prayer I pray, say with me, and I believe that God will save you. Say after me, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Say like you believe it. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
This Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Forgive me. Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
Please write my name. In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today. I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
From today. I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
I'm a sinner.
But I believe.
Jesus died for me. From this moment. I am born again. From this moment. I am a child of God. I will serve Jesus. All the days of my life. Thank you, Father.
For receiving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.